When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
My heart beats, standing on the edge, but my feet have finally left the ledge. Like it all go by, there's no turning back. I'm letting go. It's like to believe, so I'm letting go.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Awakening to a New Paradigm. This is Melissa, your host for today, and I'm excited to be here with our special guest, Sasha Sabbath. It looks like it's going to be a very full hour this hour, so grab your coffee cup or your hot tea, whatever your beverage of choice is, because it looks like we will probably not be taking a break this hour. Sasha Sabbath is an entrepreneur, life purpose, soul coach. She has 22 years experience as a coach, healer, and public speaker for personal and business development success. That is quite a mouthful. If you would like to log on to her website while we are speaking with her today, that website is EntrepreneurSoulCoach.com. I apologize for spitting out that word, entrepreneur. Maybe she can help me with that. She has some fantastic programs, lots of information on her website. She has a wealth of experience in so many different areas that I'm just going to let her take it away with us this morning and explaining all of her areas of expertise. Sasha, are you with us?
I am.
Fantastic. It is very good to have you here. I have so many questions myself and would certainly like to open the phone lines to allow anyone else who has questions for you this hour to call in at 512-772-1938. Please feel free to call and ask Sasha any question that comes up for you during this hour. Sasha, you have quite the wealth of information. So I would like to start with your message, which is succeed in sync with your soul. Can you just tell us what that means?
Yes. Thank you, Melissa. I came up with that phrase a couple of years ago, as I realized that my focus was more with entrepreneurs. And the search to have a meaningful career, a meaningful entrepreneurial path, was absolutely linked to what I call one's soul purpose, one's soul longings, one's soul gifts, one's soul's life lessons. And to succeed in sync with your soul is to honor and declare and openly pursue the inquiry of what is one's unique relationship with their soul and how to bring that into their business and into their life for success as they define success.
Because we all have a different avenue that our soul is either pursuing or wanting to pursue and hasn't quite found the path for that.
Exactly.
And so I would imagine, Sasha, that you need to start at the beginning with people. And I find it one of the things that I found very intriguing on your website, where you talk about your laser 10-minute daily coaching and healing programs, which I know we want to talk about because you have that starting up here this Monday, is down in the description of that. You talk about who is this program for, or who are the perfect people. And I'm reading down this list, which is a very full list, but towards halfway through, I'm thinking this program is for everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, really, you know, and how you must need to start at the beginning with people, and exactly, you know, how do I even connect with my soul?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
And well, so how how would you start me out, Sasha, as being a perfect client? Because I don't know, I really don't know that there would be anybody who would not benefit from what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. Well, how I start out is to see what the greatest need is, period, personal, professional, or spiritual. Why did they come to me? What were they seeking for? What was missing? What do they want more of? What area of their life do they want to take to the next level? I start there, and because I am an intuitive, and because I was born with certain healer abilities and was trained further in Reiki, then the energy starts to move through me towards that person to help them begin to become aware of even deeper levels within themselves that they are ready to own, release, heal, and also further activate to bring out better results in their life. So I start there.
Okay, and I would imagine that with people that come to you, that we come to you in all different places. We come to you maybe having no clue whatsoever as to connecting with our soul, much less our soul's purpose, all the way up to people maybe who have done a lot of their work, inner work, if you will, and just want to move on to the next level.
Right. Well, I bring in the aspect of one's soul purpose at different stages per person, because sometimes that is a inquiry that is not going to have as much meaning as how do they solve the immediate problem that they're having with a family member, or they've just encountered tremendous overwhelm because their business really took off and they didn't have the business infrastructure to handle it. So I work to bring a person to a state of resolution and functionality so they can breathe deeply again, you know?
Yes.
And then we start to weave in, depending on their rhythm and their timing of their life experiences, then I start weaving in, aiming them in the direction of discovering what is their soul purpose. Now, that's what happens in the laser program. I do have a larger program that is specifically to assist people in identifying what their soul purpose is, identifying what makes them tick, that's the expression, what makes you tick, and then their values, so that they have a good handle on what is most important to them and what motivates them and what makes them collapse, what makes them go into fear and lesser self and the shadow self. And knowing that that information is then revealed and brought to the person's attention, then we go on into how are they going to bring that information out to their outer world via projects and goals and so on like that. That's where I go right straight for the soul purpose discovery. But in the laser program, it's just whatever is hot and fiery in front of their face that we need to address first.
Immediately, so that you
right.
can move forward.
Exactly.
Again, I would imagine we talk about this a lot too here on the show, in this fast-paced society, if you will, or just life that we are all living. There seems to be so much just go, 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 go that we get caught up in the whirlwind of our to-do list and the task at hand, and we lose focus and we lose connection with, heck, what am I doing here?
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly it, Melissa. Thank you. It's losing that connection. And the reason that I designed the laser program was exactly for everything you just said. We are inundated, left, right, and center. And the power of the laser program is that people meet with me one-on-one. It's the private program for 10 to 15 minutes the first thing in the morning. I have about 10 slots left. I start at 6 in the morning Pacific Standard Time. I take my last person at around 11:30 in the morning Pacific Standard. So each person has their appointment time, and we meet every day, Monday through Friday, 21 days in 1 month and 21 days in the second month. It's a 2-month program. And that gives us a chance to really identify what is coming up in their life that needs to be honored and dealt with, and for that person to release what they are ready to let go of, to resolve whatever it is that has been keeping their energy stuck or in limbo or on the fence or going in the wrong direction for them. And then we look at, okay, now, what do you want to accomplish today? What are the major priorities for today? What are the results you want? What do you know you can do to get there? So each day is like a gem. It's like a masterpiece. It's like an opportunity to mold an energetic sculpture so that when they get into bed at night and they look over their day, they know they have done the best they could and they review what they could do better. However, their day was a decisive and deliberate and conscious, enlightened creation, including what I call their soul, their passions, their values, what is integrity for them, what they must do to feel that it is their life of meaning.
That they have participated. I love that you use that word conscious. That
yeah.
we are, because I know that, you know, as I fumbled through some of my days and get to the end of my day, I think, what just happened in my day? where was I and what has just happened? And I can imagine that having that time with you, that 10 to 15 minutes every morning, would certainly hold me accountable to staying a little more conscious during the day.
Yeah. You know, the word accountable has some interesting associations to it. Yes, it is being accountable, and then I like to add another layer over that, which is inspiration. See, I feel that when a person is clear about their purpose and their passions, and they continue to work on their personal development and soul expansion development so that they allow themselves to create a life of purpose and passion, that the accountability is more a matter of time management and inspiration, meaning I really want to do this, or if I don't really want to do this, then I will find someone to delegate it to. And when people hold it in that light, it doesn't have as much room for people to get guilty, to feel that they're not being a good person or that they don't really want to succeed. They don't lay those trips on themselves. They just quietly step back and analyze, okay, was this really in alignment with my purpose? Is this really in alignment with my passions? Okay, I guess not.
know?
And then you've got another set of things you have to handle. But at least you understood why it didn't happen. It wasn't that you need a taskmaster. Some people, when my clients talk to me about accountability and I keep talking to them about that, what I'm hearing is they've got to answer to mom and dad, you know, or
right.
the teacher. That's what's going on in their mind. And I work to take it out of that level and put it more into the cause level, which is alignment with purpose, alignment with passion, alignment with self-integrity.
It is breaking the mold of, you're right, that word accountability. As soon as it flew out of my mouth and you said, well, I think I like to use another layer. I'm continually challenged, Sasha, with having the new paradigm, having these, you know, new ideas that aren't necessarily new, but ones that I am waking up to and still trying to, excuse my language here, but cram them into an old belief system. You know, here's the new paradigm and the shift and the new idea, but I'm going to try and put it back in this box of what I'm used to, what is normal, what's the, you know, the structure. And I'm continually being challenged with breaking out of that box.
Well, I think that you did absolutely the right thing, because first of all, everybody's at different stages of even fathoming what's going on right now, right?
Right.
And so there is a huge mainstream consciousness out there that understands the word accountability, gravitates towards it, it works for them, that's all they want, everything else is just fluff and airy-fairy. Just, I want to be accountable.
Right.
So you address those people, and all I'm doing and what you're wanting to do is to bring in an additional area of what I call vibration or mindset or orientation that adds to it. It doesn't change it. It adds to it.
Okay. So
did that make sense?
Yes. And that opens, even just saying that, Sasha, opens up my mind a little bit more in that, instead of being stuck in the language of, you know, the vocabulary of what I think it should be.
Good. That's exactly what I intended.
Oh, good. There you go.
Yes,
okay.
I did, because it's all about expanding and adding and integrating and updating and responding to the ever growing consciousness that is always happening, not just now, but all life, just life. Now, however, there is truly some sort of palpable infusion of higher thought and higher energy, so that there is a more heart-centered, intuitive, spiritual value structure that is becoming more of the norm than before.
Yes. It feels as though we are at a heightened level of our own evolution right now.
Yes.
More so.
Yes, and that actually segues into this entrepreneur, soul purpose, success mindset that I created that I briefly talked to you about before. And that's all about taking the whole business mode of operating and putting this overlay of enlightenment, of spiritual awareness, of heart-centered intentions. And I do have 8 steps to that whenever you might want to include that, because I do want to have people come away with something like a little formula for themselves so that they can work on themselves in their day-to-day life.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
You want to do that now?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Well, there are 8 steps, so I think what I'll do is I'll just read them down, and then if you want to go back and develop them with more detail, we could do that. Does that feel good to you to do it that way?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so this formally is called the Entrepreneur Soul Purpose Success Mindset. And when people go to my homepage, I have a little graphic design of the different key words that are all components making up this success mindset. However, these are the pillars of the approach to when you want to get ready to take on an action or an interaction, this is how to start. Number 1, purpose. Number 2, passion. Number 3, intuition. Number 4, inner peace. Boom. Those are the 4 main pillars. Then there are the implementation tiers, T-I-E-R-S, meaning how now are you going to take those 4 pillars and start to put them out into the world in just day-to-day, everyday life? And so the next step would be the 5th step, and that's personal development. The 6th step is spiritual awakening. Now, those 2 can go together, but sometimes people need to put them in separate entries. Step number 7 is what I call the 4 C's: clarity, courage, commitment, creativity. And the last step is grace and gratitude, higher vibration. So that's 2 G's, grace and gratitude, 4 C's and 2 G's.
Gotcha.
Yeah, grace and gratitude - higher vibration. That's my success mindset.
Perfect. Okay. Now you mentioned before, and now you've mentioned it again in this 8-step process, this personal development. Can you explain more what you mean by that?
Yes, I can. I think anybody who is a small business owner, entrepreneur, knows that they have to work on themselves if they're going to succeed, because we have all of our accomplishments generated by our own fuel, as opposed to when a person is in an employee position, they have other hierarchical structures that are telling them what to do, goals to reach, people they need to connect with, tasks they need to do. With entrepreneurs, we generate it ourselves. When we do that, we come up nose to nose with ourselves, don't we? When we don't feel like picking up that phone to call a potential client or to handle a conflict, we are facing ourselves. And our profit line, our bottom line, might have a lot of response whether or not we pick up that phone and make that call, right? So
right.
We have to look to see, okay, why am I holding myself back? Why am I procrastinating? Why am I afraid? And then that opens up an entire path of who am I? What's going on in me? When have I experienced this before? Is this new or is this a life pattern? Is this something that I'm going to be able to get through, or should I throw in the towel? It opens up our feelings so much more deeply and tactically evaluating how we really are operating in our life. When you open that door, a person essentially has to decide, am I ready to meet me or not?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And if you want to meet you, that opens the pathway of becoming a better you, becoming a happier you, becoming a more effective you. And that's what I mean by personal development.
Okay, so we work through the personal development. I would imagine that there's a lot of personal development, Sasha, to work through with people.
Absolutely. That's another reason why the laser program was structured the way it is and why it's a 2-month program. I started off as a 1-month program when I first launched it in March. However, I saw that people renewed for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, where they would be working with me every day, Monday through Friday, for 6 solid months. Well, the only reason that that was the case, and people still are going even beyond 6 months, is because they realized that their vision of where they want to take their business and who they need to be to have what they want takes attention and priority and skill. And when I do the laser program, it's these 10-minute, 15-minute shots of self-development and vision and goals that keeps the person moving in a momentum where they don't really stay stuck very long. They can't.
Right. Or being stuck in the story. You know, I find that to be the toughest part of personal development is getting out of the story.
Yes, and what I refer, and story, for me, I'm a hypnotherapist and a neurolinguistic programmer, along with some other mind-body subconscious training. And story, to me, is really all about programming. And programming takes place through high emotional impact that sets that neural pathway in place, and then repetition that has it become reinforced, and then that becomes the story. In my case, just real quick, how I even got into all this was I was born with some serious health complications that I've been dealing with throughout my entire life. Well, I had a story of being a sick little kid, an underachiever, could have been, should have been, blah, blah, blah. And
yes.
I've spent my entire life transforming myself to be who I am today. And I was I still am constantly up against the programming and the familiar reactions.
Yes. That answers my question right there, and how you work through that. And thank you for your honesty about still being up against that, because I find that a lot, that those of us that are dealing with any sort of baggage or childhood trauma, or which I find that a lot of people are, that we're not really honest about, it still comes up for me. That still happens for me. I still find a day where I beat up on myself, or I'm completely unclear about what in the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think that even just being honest about it, Sasha, allows me, I know personally, to move through it.
Right. And that really was a new decision I made for myself, like within the last year or two, is owning that. Because, again, without self-love and without self-acceptance and without an understanding of soul purpose, an individual will fragment themselves. They will abandon, reject, and disown parts of themselves. And
yes.
In my particular path, a lot of that happened. And so the key and the importance and the value of knowing one's soul purpose and understanding one's passions and committing to having a life based on both is an act of self-love, is an act of self-acceptance. It takes tremendous courage to do it. It takes tremendous clarity, and it takes tremendous commitment, as I said earlier. And when you have that, then it's easier to understand that these challenges we have, the challenges that can make us or break us in any given day, are still all part of our soul purpose. And therefore,
right.
And therefore it has value, and most important, these life lessons and these life experiences, when looked through the filters of soul purpose, that is where the real potency is. It's because your soul force is in those challenges and in those wins.
Okay, Sasha, I have a big one here from Kathleen, who has Skyped in. And so I'm going to read you her question. Are you ready for this?
Yes, thank you.
She's laughing with us over Skype because it was quite a lengthy question here. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. This is Kathleen. She says, I fully believe and know that when one is aligned with purpose and passion, one can be free and live and design the life he or she chooses. The problem for me, however, I don't know what motivates me. I am inspired by things all the time, but I can't come up with a concrete plan or goal. I can't focus in on one thing. I know that I am a limitless being. I have infinite possibilities. I can create my own life. She's got it. I think I am missing something, though. I have to be, because nothing is changing. Nothing positive or good is coming my way. I have no idea where to begin. I have been working on myself. Oh, you're going to have to excuse me. I have a little puppy here that's excited about the thunder and lightning that we're getting in Texas. Finally getting.
Yeah.
I have been working on myself for a very long time and have really helped my friends get through tough situations by shifting their thoughts, and literally their lives would change. However, I have no concrete goals. Perhaps I'm afraid. Maybe I procrastinate too much. It's only because I don't know where to start. How am I really operating? Am I ready to meet me? Am I ready?
Mm-hmm.
I do and feel like I have I'm opening this pathway, but still no changes. Maybe I have lost my momentum, and that's why I get stuck and can't get out. Boy, I tell you what, Kathleen, that just summed it up for me.
Yeah.
So go for it, Sasha. That was quite a mouthful.
Go for it, Sasha. Yay, here we go. Let's call on all the angels and guides.
Yes.
Thank you, Kathleen, for being so honest. First of all, let me just get quiet for a minute. What I don't want to do is say you're on the right track, you're off the right track. That's not really where your question is coming from. What I feel that the most effective answer I can give you is that your inquiry is the perfect place for you to be, for you to start reviewing your passions. My experience has been that when a person gets very real with themselves as to what makes them feel the most alive, what makes them feel the most in sync with themselves, what makes them feel the strongest, the most beautiful, the most powerful, that those are passions that need to be included in a person's life. Sometimes, depending on the person's personality type, an individual needs to have a range of creative expression. They are not to be linear, where it's just one thing. And then there are those who just haven't taken the time to find the one or two focuses that are the most important, and whatever the reason is, they keep themselves off center. Now, if they are doing that, then that is in the realm of personal development, just like you identified, Kathleen, when you asked, am I this, am I that, am I procrastinating? I don't get that you're procrastinating. That's not what I'm picking up. The sense is you just don't know which one yet.
Right.
And I can certainly help you with that. And what I would recommend that you do is get on my website, fill out. When you go to any of the web pages in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little button that says Get Started Now. And fill out the exploratory introductory conversation form. It's a 20, 30-minute conversation with me, no cost. And we can go into a little bit about what is it that you really want and what is it you really need. Overall, my answer to your point is you're right on track. At least you are feeling that your abilities are very real because you're helping others. You're also being honest to say, well, yeah, but what about me? And where do I need to be? And that's the appropriate place to be, and you're in a very strong place by asking yourself those questions.
I like that, and I like Sasha. I've always wondered about this, and I love that that Kathleen wrote this. Is when she wrote, "I have been working on myself for a very long time," and that so resonates with me because I have struggled with just that vocabulary in and of itself. We tend to use that a lot. I've been working on myself, and I'm so wanting to lose that idea, you know, of my life being work, you know, that my evolvement is work, you know, that my getting through my issues, or I don't even know how to say it, is, you know, and we seem to use that terminology a lot. I'm working on myself, or I'm working on this issue, or I'm working on that issue. Can you give me some insight on that?
Yes, and you know, you're bringing up such an important point, and I have suffered with that type of thing myself until I understood more explicitly what was going on. And my understanding in my life as to why things keep repeating themselves and when is it going to be over, right? Isn't that kind of built in there?
Yes.
When am I going to be done with this? The truth is some things we are not going to be done with. What we will do, however, is it will be considered part of our life lessons that have been put into place by our soul for those who believe in reincarnation prior to incarnation. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, then just simply pieces of focus that we needed to do in life to accomplish very specific things. And those specific things are personality development, character development, wisdom development, choice of life direction. these types of challenges that do not go away keep our nose to the grindstone to craft and identify who are we becoming. And therein lies a lot of the content of what one's soul purpose is. When we look at what our lessons have made us, and what keeps recurring, we see a path of strengths, weaknesses, preferences, things that we gravitate towards, things we are repulsed by and hopefully will then avoid. So to answer your question of how do we take the languaging of working on our life out of it, I would introduce the languaging that has to do with your soul purpose path. For those of us who have traumas and, emotional, physical, spiritual traumas in their life, this is part of their soul path. And if they spend 20 years, 30 years, 40 years taking their power back from the impact, let's just use impact.
Yes.
From the consequence and the impact of those events, then you have to kind of float up into a bird's eye view and say, okay, so this is what happened to me. Now, what did I do with this anyway? Ah, look at that. I went here. I met that person. I did this. I did that. I made the decision to love myself even more despite what my family of origin said about me. Whatever it is, because a lot of people have that as an imprint coming in, where their family of origin was not a loving start in life, and so they had to love themselves. And what did that make them? Other people had a wonderful childhood family of origin experience, and the same question, okay, what did I do with that and how did that impact me? Either way, the landmarks, the critical pivotal life experiences that a person has had, I regard as markers on a road pointing a person in a direction. So it's not working on oneself as in labor, although I'll tell you, at times it is. It feels that way. I had a day like that yesterday. You know, I had to go to my mentors yesterday. It's just the way it is. However, I'm aware enough and trained enough that I can contextualize it. And when you can contextualize it as you expanding into the bigger you, then it doesn't matter how many people you have to hire to help put Humpty Dumpty back together again, you know? It's more that you are proud of yourself and you commend yourself for the courage and the strength to just continue to own the bigger, more glorious you.
Right. To keep stepping into it. I find that becoming more of an observer of my life has allowed me to not get stuck, has allowed me to kind of continue to move my body through the day, focus in more on what it is I want to have happen in my life while at the same time kind of observing what I would term as, the yucky recall of my past sometimes, being able to go, oh, okay, there it is. I see it. And, I'm still going to show up at such and such event that I have planned for myself today because that's really where I want to be. So I'm going to show up and I can, allow myself to still see instead of trying to shove down and ignore parts that, I consider my shadow,
right.
Following me around.
Well, I have two things about that. First of all, I think this is a time when the shadow is really being activated because we're being shaken up by the light to contact deeper aspects of ourselves where the wounds and the unprocessed places of our life are still lingering. And it's not to have us have a painful day. It is for us to do what it takes to upgrade and uptime, if you will, the experiences of the past to make it more current and integrate it into ourselves for today so that we can, again, take our power back from them. So I'm almost saying to people, you know, it's okay, just put on your seatbelt and recognize that when things are not feeling good or they're off, that you can handle them. It doesn't mean that your life is doomed. It means that you're onto something and you may need support to get it handled, and that's okay because we're in a time of embracing the more expanded aspects of light that we can channel through us and especially into our business. So for business owners, for entrepreneurs, this type of self-reflection and self-obligation to take care of ourselves and to listen and to respond and to make things important that will have us feel better about ourselves, this will then all go into our business. It will raise the vibration of how we do business, which in turn will embrace and energize the picture of who we really want to be doing business with. Our perfect customers become clearer, our perfect vendors, our perfect strategic partners. It all serves to bring up our willingness to receive well-being and thriving in our business as well as our personal life, simply by saying to ourselves, you know, I have really got to stop eating that stuff. I mean, even if I'm not overweight, even if it doesn't give me a fuzzy thinking, I just know that stuff isn't really good for me. Now, if an entrepreneur did that, as funny as this may sound, just the choice to take care of themselves in that way, the discipline so that when they go out to networking events or they go out to client dinners and they don't have three glasses of wine and they don't have the bread and butter and they don't have the biggest dessert, you know, all of that somehow in their own unique cauldron makes them more effective because they have more energy running through them that's a higher energy. And they have the evidence that they can count on themselves to honor themselves, to really take care of themselves.
Mm. Do you find, Sasha, do you work with people who, let's say I have a typical 8-to-5 job at a company that isn't my own company, and I'm feeling stuck, but I'm feeling a bit stirred up, and I'm wanting to branch out on my own, start my own business, get involved in multi-level marketing, whatever it may be. Do you work with people who aren't yet there on an entrepreneur path to kind of guide them into that?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. They
aren't the majority of my practice, excuse me, but I do have some people like that.
Who haven't yet made the leap, so to
speak.
Right.
Okay. They're in the inquiry. they know they can't just jump out on their own. I need to get a glass of water. I'm so sorry.
Please do. We've done a lot of talking. Go right ahead, and
okay.
I will. Yeah, you refill your cup there, and I'll refill mine. I think one of the points that Kathleen brought up as well. That I've also inquired about myself is this idea of us traveling this journey that there seems to be so much labeling around ADD and ADHD, not just with our kids now, but now with adults. And it dawned on me a couple of weeks ago having a conversation, I believe it was actually an interview with someone else, that I thought, you know, being the creative beings that we are, maybe it's not ADD that we all have or ADHD. Maybe it's just that we're creative. That's who we are. We are creative source energy. So it would make sense that I would want to go, that I would be excited about creating this or creating that or doing this or doing that. And how do I kind of wrap myself around several different shiny objects, if you will, because I'm right. Kind of known to do that. Oh, that looks good. Or, oh, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about that. How do I bring that all together?
Well, you know who's a great source for that kind of, from a spiritual standpoint, is the work of Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
And you know, he talks a lot about children and their spiritual path and how parents would really do well to understand exactly what you just said. So that would be a source I would recommend that people check out if they're in that situation. And then on a purely biochemical level, there's a lot to be said for food allergies, heavy metal poisoning, allergies in the environment, neurotransmitter imbalances, foods that are not necessarily causing allergies, but a person might be deficient in certain minerals and amino acids and so on. And all this impacts the brain function and the concentration and assimilation and ability to process what's going on in an environment. And there's so much information out about that now. So, you know, labels from my perspective are a good way to relate to a label is to know that something is being identified. To have that be where the person stops, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Right.
I think that that's just the beginning as opposed to that's the verdict.
I gotcha. It is just the beginning. And do you, as well as working with individuals like your laser program, which you are starting, I believe, a new session this coming Monday, correct?
Right. It's basically what's happening on Monday is for whoever is ready to get started with me, we will start on Monday and we'll go for 2 months. It's all explained on my website there on the sales page for the laser program under the programs and packages button. And I also will start another group up with whatever time slots are remaining the following Monday, the 21st. So it's definitely a first come, first serve on the time slots. And the idea is that people get started now in September, so that they can really step into this last quarter of the year and take on their vision of how they want to end this year, bringing their personal life and their spiritual life and their professional goals into a more deliberate action plan type of approach.
Fantastic. And can I ask you, do you also work with groups? And if you do, how do you work with groups?
Mm-hmm. I do. I have group coaching, and there will be another one that I'll be starting up soon on that. It is my sole purpose, soul expansion activation program. And how I work with that is we have a teleclass once a month, and then I also have private time with each person. And it goes for about 16 weeks, depending upon which level the person wants to get into. Everything's over the phone. It's all recorded. And people have homework in between so that they really can get the most out of the sessions. Another kind of group opportunity that people have is my brand new membership program. On my website, that left-hand menu bar, there is a button that says membership, and it's the button right underneath the home button. And that is a once-a-month group call where I'm just talking about a featured topic. However, there's also another session in that same month, which is more of a mastermind, where I will work with individuals for about 15 minutes, and the rest of the group can contribute to that person too, because I am definitely encouraging people to own their wisdom, their gifts, their strengths, their soul purpose contributions, and that would be an environment for them to do that. And that's, I really wanted to make that accessible to people. So that's $47 a month. All they have to do is register there on the website, and the material will start to come and so on like that.
Oh, that's a fantastic tool. I love that one.
Yeah.
I love the flexibility we have now of the internet.
Right.
Also, go ahead.
I was just remembering that also in that membership program, I'll be having some guest speakers from time to time on the main topics of personal development, spiritual development, entrepreneur, just a little bit of everything, as well as periodic videos that I will send out to people so that they're getting fed in as many ways as I can, short of having one-on-one coaching with me.
Super. Okay. And, you know, I usually start the show with this, Sasha, and I didn't. I'm going to plug this here at the end, because I'm certainly intrigued by the work that you do. And I'd like, if you can, to speak a little bit about, a little bit more about how you came to find your own soul purpose, and how you came this far, especially with what you touched on earlier a little bit about your beginning upbringing and the hurdles, if you will, that you had to jump. Did you just jump? Was this just a progression? How did this work for you?
Yeah. The way that I started out in life was with elusive health issues that compromise my learning abilities and my ability to be functional. I was bedridden several times in my life because of imbalances, organ, glandular, poor digestive assimilation, and all of this affected my ability to concentrate, follow through, and just function. Now, I knew somehow at an early age, I just knew that I was to be a contributor to other people. I am grateful that I just had that knowing.
Right.
Sometimes I had visions. Sometimes I just had internal dialogue that just gave me answers, and that was my intuition talking to me, and whatever else you want to call that. Some people might call it guides and angels. People who don't believe in that, you might as well just call it gut feeling, you know, whatever your belief systems are. And that's what kept me going. And then as I got older and it was time for me to go get a job, I couldn't hold a normal job because I was always too ill. I couldn't make it to the workplace on time. When I got there, I didn't function very well, and I got fired from stuff. I mean, it was pretty painful. And so I decided to become an entrepreneur so that I could work from home and have my own schedule. And I needed to heal myself. I needed to understand myself. I needed to answer the question, what do I do with this? Mm-hmm. Why am I here? What am I going to make of this life?
Right.
And that's how it started. And so I began with becoming an acupressurist and a masseuse and a hypnotherapist, neurolinguistic programmer, but because I wanted to work on my thinking, my emotions, my reprogramming myself. And then I moved into the refiner types of levels. I became a Reiki master, developed more of my psychic intuitive abilities, and went into some coaching training and so on like that, and it just went from there.
Fantastic. I love the quote on your homepage of your website by William Barclay that says, "There are two great days in a person's life, the day we are born and the day we discover why." I think that probably really, if you can even sum up the work that you are doing, that does it quite well.
That, you know, to me, that's the whole thing right there.
Yeah.
And everything else falls in between. And again, that's a lot of why I developed the laser program. It came as a pretty much an intuitive vision of this laser program. And it allows a person to keep handling what they need to handle on all levels of their life while keeping their eye on the goal of what they want to do with the best of who they are. Why are they here?
And, you know, Sasha, I thank you so much for your time, and I thank you for the work that you do. And I can certainly, I appreciate the authenticity of your work. You have been there, done that, so to speak, and are continuing to listen to your own soul's purpose. So you're an expert in your own right in what you do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to know more about what Sasha is doing and the work that she does, you can contact her directly through her website at entrepreneursoulcoach.com. Sasha, is there another way for people to reach you?
Yes, they can email us at info at entrepreneursoulcoach.com. And I just want to say that I made a special offer for the listeners of this particular group, that for those who want to register for the laser program, if they do that by 9 o'clock tonight, I'm going to include my Succeed in Sync with Your Soul starter kit, which consists of 3 MP3 downloads, 2 inspirational, motivational talks that I gave, and 1 is a very deep relaxation audio track of my toning. It's a gift I was born with. It's very transportive, so that a person has these 3 nuggets to keep in their own inquiry of developing their sense of soul purpose and their sense of destiny, as well as I would recommend that people hop on my website and get themselves the free key ingredient report. The form of that is on any website page in the banner, and that will give them a great tool to work with on a day-to-day basis.
Fantastic. A wealth of information on your website, I might add.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we can certainly expect to have you back on soon. I hope, Sasha, because this has been great information, and you have lots of it to share. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Melissa, because the questions that you asked, especially about, you know, your own process and so on, we are all in this together, and we all have our human development to deal with and
yes.
to honor and to make sure that nothing is wrong and everything is on track.
Thank you. Thank you for that affirmation. I will take that with me today.
Well, I just made it up, so we should all write it down, including me. Nothing is wrong and everything is on track.
Nothing is wrong today. Thank you. And thank you so much, Sasha, and we will talk very soon.
Okay, Melissa. Bye-bye to everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining us here again today on Co-Creator. Please stay tuned. We have a live show next with Kathy. It's Easy Being Green. You won't want to miss that. Please stay tuned for all the new upcoming shows as well that we have going on here at Co-Creator. Send us an email, Skype us, call us. We'd like to have your feedback and your interest in what we are co-creating together here. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Until next time, bye-bye.
My heart beats standing on my feet have finally